right now on VFN TV, could you imagine being locked into a Turkish prison and never knowing when you're going to get out? They're talking about 30, 40 years. You don't even know. It's crazy. It's chaotic. And you're thinking it's totally over for you. And you're a Christian locked up in a Turkish prison with an Islamic leader. You're thinking, what's taking place? Well, guess what? Imagine going from there to the White House in 24 hours. Yes, we're talking about Pastor Brunson today on VFN TV.
Welcome to VFN TV and the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome, welcome to VFN TV. I'm Greg Lancaster. Of course, joining me is a close one to me, John Ramos.
Hey, how are you?
Doing good. How many years have we been together now?
20-some-odd years.
20-some-odd years.
20-plus years. How about 20 that?
20-plus years. We didn't have gray hair then.
No, not at all.
And we have a little grays there. Right
a now. Couple, a couple. It's been a long time.
You know, and what's really going on, you know, that when we've had this conversation for years.
For years.
But I guess 5 or 6 years ago now, yeah. God launched VFN TV, told us to start it, and here we are just sharing our conversation with the world.
With the world.
It's amazing.
It is amazing.
We used to have these alone. Now we have it with
that's right.
a couple of countries.
And we invite you to comment on this conversation.
Not this particular one, right?
Well, yeah, this is a great one because we're going to be talking about Pastor Brunson. Yes. Talk to us.
Well, imagine this. Imagine, you know, you're serving the Lord, you love the Turkish people, you go to Turkey and you begin to share the gospel and people give their lives to the Lord and you have your church gathering and, you know, you're worshiping God, you're learning about the Bible, you're studying. You're
faithfully doing this for years.
Faithfully, you know, for years. And all of a sudden,
out of nowhere,
the leadership of your country decides to do a faux coup. Imagine that it's not really a coup taking place, but it's something that's been orchestrated. Well, that's exactly what it looks like. Because all of a sudden, it seems like this free nation, the nation that you would go to if you were in Israel for a period of time and you weren't a citizen, you could go back to Turkey, get your passport stamped, and you could come back. That's how friendly Turkey was with America and around the world.
Well, they're NATO.
Yes. They used to be a loyal NATO ally. And so you're all of a sudden, it's all changing. And they're arresting all the people that you were friends with and the people that had a righteous stand in the government for freedom, if you would. And all of a sudden, your world's changing. And next thing you know, they come to your house. And everything changes. And you're the pastor. And your name is Pastor Brunson. And your wife. And they take both of you, along with a lot of these other people they wanted to snuff out their voices in the country, and take you to jail. You didn't do anything wrong. They're accusing you of things you've never done before.
Being a terrorist.
They're accusing so many people of doing things they weren't really doing. It was tragic. Mm-hmm. It was a perfectly orchestrated narrative so the world could look and perceive that the leader found a secret camera in a secret basement in the middle of a unscheduled coup to say everything's okay. Remember that basement call he made? But now you are locked up and you're in jail. Because you were preaching the gospel and they're saying things, they're making you, the whole world's talking about you. They're saying, listen, we're never gonna let this man out. This man is a terrorist. He wasn't a terrorist, he's a preacher. He's talking about Jesus. He's talking about freedom, not locking people down. He's about freeing people up. And all of a sudden, you know, they're accusing you of the opposite of everything that you are. And the whole world's talking about your country in America. They're talking about you. They're saying, listen, you got to free this pastor. The leader of Turkey's going, we will not free him unless you free this guy. And all of a sudden, it's like, what's going on? My life has totally changed. I'm going to be here forever. But many people prayed. They prayed and said, God, would you free Pastor Brunson? Would you free him from jail? And our president, President Donald Trump, heard every day from different congressmen and different senators, heard from Jay Sekulow, and just every day.
Citizens from across the country.
Citizens from across the country. And he knew he had to do something. And imagine being right there in lockdown for inside this hopeless situation in Turkey. And 24 hours later, you're in the White House. The White House of America. That's the people's house in America.
The people's house.
Well, that actually took place. It's Pastor Brunson and the president, President Donald Trump. And he was welcomed to the White House. Check it out. Pastor Andrew Brunson. It is an amazing thing. You have to understand, if you go back and you read the Word of God, you see situations just like this. And the difference is, quite often, for example, when Peter was arrested, he was arrested, the Apostle Peter, and he was locked down because of unjust situations. Mm-hmm. But there was an unjust leader, too. So that not only when he got free because of God shifting the whole situation in the prison system, and he got free, but they still had to sneak around in the community that they actually lived in because they still could have been destroyed, could have been killed. But not in America. When Pastor Andrew Brunson comes back to his country, he's welcome and freed by the leader. Yeah. That's how important it is to have a leader who's willing to listen to godly counsel and willing to do what's right. And that's what's happened when you're talking about what happened with, you know, Pastor Andrew Brunson with President Donald Trump. He listened to all those advisors. As a matter of fact, and they brought him right into a press conference. You can imagine had to be so surreal because 24 hours ago, I was in a T-shirt, not knowing if I was ever going to get out again.
In prison, looking at 35 years.
Yeah.
And I'm thankful for this president who demanded that he would be released. Turkish President Erdogan was wanting to do a barter, was trying to get us to send someone back to Turkey. And this president said—
So they could end his life.
Right. And this president said, no,
right,
we don't make those deals. You're going to release Pastor Brunson.
And I remember when I was prophesying this over the air on VFN TV, and I said specifically, this is what's going on. This is not a true coup. This is what thing was set up. And I remember some of our Turkish listeners and viewers are going like, that's not true. You can't do that. Well, look what happened. Mm. Look what took place. Pastor Andrew Brunson has been loving all the Turkish people. He loves the Turkish people. We love the Turkish people. God loves the Turkish people. But the leadership there just clamped down and began to try. Listen, God is about freedom. God came to send his son to be able to set you free, to forgive your sins. And there's a sure way to heaven through Jesus Christ, not some ambivalent, unknown way that you don't even know if it's ever going to happen. That's not. You can be sure in your faith in Jesus Christ. And that's what Pastor Andrew Brunson was sharing with the Turkish people in a real healthy reported church that's there. And this is what was taking place. But then, okay, so this surreal moment, like I was in jail a few moments ago. I got flown into Germany. I was welcomed by the German ambassador. And he talks about this. As a matter of fact, President Trump brought him right in and said, before all of the American people, and let him have a press conference right there where they actually said, let's just talk about this thing. And it was like an embracing where we all got a chance to embrace Pastor Brunson when he was brought back because of your prayers, many prayers, and our godly leadership and our president listening to godly leadership around him. As a matter of fact, let's join the president right now with Pastor Andrew Brunson at the White House welcoming Pastor Brunson with the press conference. Check it out.
So thank you very much, everybody. This has been a long journey. But for Andrew, it's been a very interesting day because, as you probably heard, I said a little bit earlier, from a Turkish prison to the White House in 24 hours. That's not bad. Actually, and I want to start by saying that Noreen was unbelievable. She was calling and calling. She definitely loves you, let me put it that way. But she was calling and she wanted you out. And she was not playing games, right? And we're very proud of you, Noreen. Thank you very much. And you are very, very special to all of us. And you know, we have some of our great leaders right here. You know James, you know Cindy, you know Richard, you know Tom, you know Patrick, you know Mark. And all of these people, and right back here, a whole group of people, they fought so hard for you. They wanted you out. And again, we've been negotiating long and hard. We do not pay ransom in this country, at least any longer. We won't pay ransom. Otherwise, you have big problems and lots of things will happen, lots of bad things will happen. But I want to thank President Erdogan. We've been dealing, and we actually, until this, we had a very good relationship. I was actually very surprised that we didn't work this out a couple of months ago. But it started in a different administration, and they were not going to work out anything. And we took it over, we inherited it, and we have, I think, at this moment, gotten 19 different people out of various countries that were being held. Chairman Kim was really great to us. I think that started the relationship that we have now in North Korea with three hostages, as you know, Egypt, we had Aya. Aya was, they said, a spy. She was sentenced to 25 years. They told President Obama, we will not let her out under any circumstances. And they told me she'll be in the Oval Office in 24 hours. We all know that. You guys worked on that one, too. And many others, many others. So I just want to congratulate you because you have galvanized this country. There's so much, I mean, you just take a look at this. There's so much interest. And it's your faith. It's your strength. What you've done, gone through. I know what you've gone through. And I also know that a period of time ago, we were able to get you from prison to the House. And again, I do have to say, it's not an easy situation for Turkey either. They had a lot of difficult situations going on. And I do want to thank President Erdogan for making this possible. You understand what I mean by that? Wasn't easy, and wasn't easy for him. Most importantly, I want to congratulate you and your family. I'd love to say a few words. You may want to thank all of these great leaders because they were really calling me a lot. They call me too much. I said, okay, I know, we're working on it, right? But they are terrific fans of yours. And right now, the whole world is a fan of yours. The whole world is your fan and your family's fan. So maybe you could say a few words, introduce your family, and it's a great honor to have you back home.
Thank you, sir. Thank you very much. This is my daughter, Jacqueline. My son, Blaze, Jacqueline's husband, Kevin, and my oldest son, Jordan. And this is Neil, who's Noreen's brother. Of course, Noreen is my wife. And we especially want to thank the administration. You really fought for us, unusually so. From the time you took office, I know that you've been engaged, and Secretary of State Pompeo also was very engaged and fought for us. And Vice President Pence, we're very grateful, Mr. Bolton. There are a number of people in the Senate, and I can't mention everyone, but I know that my Senator Tillis visited me in prison. So did Senator Shaheen and Senator Graham, and Senator Lankford has been involved from the very beginning. So we're so grateful to so many people in Congress who stood with us and who prayed for us and who fought for us. Mm-hmm. So we want to thank you all.
And I do have to say, we did leave out many people in the Senate, many people in the House. You know that, Patrick. Many people have been left out. And we just can't go through all of the names, but it was everybody that wanted this to happen. It was really everybody, the complete Senate. I think we can probably say, Richard, this was bipartisan. Do you agree? This wasn't just Republican, right? But honestly, I think if there was ever a bipartisan event, this was it. And I do have to thank Vice President Pence. He's doing a terrific job. He felt very, very strongly about this. And Secretary of State Pompeo. I would say we spoke about this at least once a day.
Yes, sir.
We thought we had it done 2 months ago. Sometimes it doesn't always work out, but I can only tell you that's better than anybody else could have done. And we are so honored to have you. And anything final you'd like to say? And then you're going to go and relax and go home and celebrate and have a great life, right? I won't ask you whether or not you're going back to Turkey. I won't ask that question.
We do love Turkey. We were there for 25 years, and we love the Turkish people.
Great. And that's very nice. Yes.
We pray for their blessing.
That's very nice. That's very nice. And I know you do love the Turkish people. They're great people. I know that. They're great people.
We would like to pray for you. We pray for you often.
Thank you.
As a family, my wife and I pray for you.
Thank you. Well, I need it probably more than anybody in this room. So I would. That would be very nice. Thank you.
Could we pray for you?
Yes, thank you very much.
Okay. Noreen, would you?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. So you can.
Okay.
Yes.
Lord God, I ask that you pour out your Holy Spirit on President Trump, that you give him supernatural wisdom to accomplish all the plans you have for this country and for him. I ask that you give him wisdom on how to lead this country into righteousness. I ask that you give him perseverance and endurance and courage to stand for truth. I ask that you protect him from slander, from enemies, from those who would undermine. I ask that you make him a great blessing to this country. Fill him with your wisdom and strength and perseverance. And we bless him. May he be a great blessing to our country. In Jesus' name, we bless you. Amen.
Amen. I just want to pray that the Spirit of the Lord will rest on the President, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and fear of the Lord. Amen.
Thank you very much. Listen, congratulations.
Thank you.
Great parents and fantastic children. They were so with you, and it is an honor.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. We appreciate it. Thank you. And again, to President Erdogan, thank you very much. To the people of Turkey, thank you very much. I think this will be a big step in our relationship. We have had a very harsh relationship over the past number of months because of what was happening. And I'm not going to blame fault. I'm not going to say anything. I'm just saying this is a tremendous step toward having the kind of relationship with Turkey, which can be a great relationship, that I know we're going to have. So thank you very much. And President, thank you very much.
Thank you. The leader of the free world, the leader of the free world is welcoming you, listening to what you have to say. It's like Apostle Paul's getting this chance to be able to come in. And then he listens, and he has the floor of the whole nation. So the whole world's actually watching what's going
on. Right.
And then you look, he takes his time going from a Turkish prison to the White House in 24 hours. And of all the things he could do, he asks, can I pray for you? And the president, being humble enough to say,
to receive it.
Yes, you can. And when he got on his knees before a leader of the free world and began to pray with him, and the president bowed his head before a holy God, no matter what anybody says, our God takes notice of that.
Amen.
Takes notice of that. And this is such crucial days and crucial times. This is a huge, huge event. And seeing all of these senators and congressmen and other leaders that have been working behind the scenes, taking communion with him behind the bars and doing different, it's just amazing. What a country, right?
What a country. Free leader demanding that they release him.
Right.
He could have been doing anything, and he's very busy.
Yes.
But to know that he is standing for believers, I mean, you got to look at, this is really a special moment. Yeah. Look at the Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, the Senator from, I believe, Oklahoma, James Langford.
Well, he's the one amazing. Sitting on the couch. He's the one that led the charge.
The drive, right?
Led the charge. And James Langford, a pastor, a youth minister, God just touched him and said, run for office. And he says, you know, this has got to be crazy. Why is this happening? But you know what? He responded to the voice of the Lord. And he led the charge on many things, but this particular major thing. And now, as you're seeing, you know, Pastor Andrew Bonson has a platform to the world, and he's speaking and sharing. Such a humble man.
And this is not the first. My understanding is that the White House and this president is working on the release of 17 other
non-stop.
Americans, not to mention the three Christians from North Korea that were released.
Plenty from all around the world. They're being freed
and
not being taken under his watch. And it's just, you thank God for that, because it's God that actually protects a nation and blesses a nation, and that he's allowing us to have this defense of the gospel, if you would, and that it's an awesome thing. Remember, Peter got out of jail and he had to sneak around and they had to lower him out of a basket in the back, because even though he got freed from prison, that he's wrongly in prison, he still wasn't safe in his own nation.
Yeah.
That's not in America right now. That's a thing to celebrate. That's why we have to focus on who we put into office and that we're voting on, because it matters who your leaders are.
That's right.
It could have been a different leader that said, listen, he needs to stay in prison.
Yeah.
We don't need to. As a matter of fact, he went into prison in a different administration who actually seemed somewhat not too upset about it.
Not concerned.
Well, he called Erdogan a close friend of his. You remember? Mm. He's the one that actually gave the Iron Curtain.
Yes.
Not the Iron Curtain, but the Iron
Dome
to Erdogan.
Yeah.
You know, and now Erdogan is moving, the Turkish leader is moving again, and he voted. Erdogan changed the constitution since he's been there, and now his son is reportedly over the finance, son-in-law is over the finance. This is like a bad movie going on.
If you remember, not a few years ago, we had a U.S. Marine who made a wrong turn and ended up in Mexico.
I was just thinking about him this week,
More than an act of Congress.
His name's hard to say, I would say.
Yeah, to get this young man, this soldier, this guy who fought for us, to get him out of a Mexico prison, I believe.
It was like 25 miles over the border.
And didn't you have that sense that if you were an American, you know, any time before, you know, two or three years ago, if you were anywhere around this country, You were a forgotten person if you were held somewhere else outside the United States. But what's happening now is that the nations...
Unless you're part of the Muslim Brotherhood.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
What's happening now is that the nations of the world are recognizing mm-hmm. that you're not going to mess with American citizens at all, that there's a president and there's a Congress, there's a Senate who's going to fight for them. It's going to demand that they come back home. But
this younger generation, all they've known was the previous administration, yeah. and they don't understand. This is what America's always been known for. Being a Roman citizen years ago, that's what it was known for. It was known for, no matter where you are in the world, if anybody messes with you, they mess with Rome.
That's right.
That's what's so awesome about being an American citizen. Well, the previous administration tried to downplay and say it's insignificant, America, its original intent. The fact is, can you imagine you're on a vacation and all of a sudden you're in Europe and somebody kidnaps you and takes you off to some particular place somewhere and nobody's going to come for you because being an American is not a value anymore?
That's right.
Well, that's changing back to its original intent. This is why it's so important. It matters who your leaders are. So I want to encourage you, if you haven't gone yet, to vfnkb.com/vote. That's vfnkb.com/vote. You can see it right here on your screen. You need to go register. You need to go vote because you never know. It could be you next and who the leaders you voted for or didn't vote for. And as a matter of fact, Pastor Brunson voted while he was in prison. He voted absentee ballot. And I'm going to say who he voted for.
I know he's glad he voted.
Yes, he voted, and it made a difference. It'll make a difference. Maybe your son's life. Think of this. Maybe your son's named James Foley,
wow.
and he's a journalist, and he's going to go try to free people up and let the story be heard, and you don't know that he's going to be taken captive, and the government that you voted for or didn't vote for is not going to go free him. And he's going to lose his life over there. Well, that actually happened. We showed that on VFN TV. It was a tragedy. James Foley's parents, we dedicated the whole program to his parents. We're going, how come our government didn't go rescue him? How come they didn't go after him? And they could not understand.
And I believe that's one of the reasons that President Trump, I don't know this for sure, but that he decided to run, one of the key factors. He saw that an administration wasn't doing anything for Americans anymore.
Yeah.
And I think what he's sensing now is that not on my watch. This is not going to happen anymore.
We got to go to a break. But listen, when the president became the president, he got his first speech. He said, we'll be protected, and that by God.
Mm.
And I believe this is what, God was doing and is doing. But listen, we get back from this break, we're going to hear a little bit more from Pastor Andrew Brunson.
We'll be right back.
We are about to shift America. We're about to shift the United States. We are this destiny where the balance is right before our eyes, and the great God within us is going to shift our nation. It's going to shift our nation. It's going to avoid destruction. The young generation will be raised in the faith of the Son of God. In the faith of the Son of God.
I want to thank you so much for joining us here on VFN TV and the Daily Radio program. Every single day, we are on the air talking to the world and encouraging you by bringing the light, keeping the conversation light. And we also talk to you in many different ways as well. One way is at the VFN Torch. If you go to VFNTV.com and click on the torch, our program that we have for years now with all these pertinent topics of the day, plus things that you need to know, is right there for you where you can go back and educate yourself on a particular matter. You can share things with a friend. You can listen to us in addition in SoundCloud as well. You can share things audibly with other listeners out there and other viewers and friends. There's just so much available to you at VFNTV.com. In addition, think about this. We come to you in the air, broadcasting in the air, in your pocket, which is on mobile devices and online. We're all over the world, and we want to be able to bring encouragement to you. And we do that one way with our app. You can go to your Apple App Store. You can go to Google Play Store or your Windows Store and get your app and download it. The app is called VFN TV. Of course, you go to VFNTV.com. We have our little area there. You can pick which app you want to be able to download. It's just so exciting to know that no matter where you are, we want to be able to encourage you. I don't know if you knew about this, but also you can sign up for our Torch newsletter. We have a gift for you for doing that. You just go to VFNTV.com in the upper right-hand corner and fill out that little information, and immediately a free gift will come to you. One of them is prudent preparation. Hopefully it's going to come to you and teach you how to probably prepare for the day, what's happening in our culture today, and how to think outside the box. And this is something we want to be able to give to you, plus some other gifts as well.
And I also want to make sure that you have a chance to be able to become a VFN TV partner. We have a whole partners area just to say thank you. It's special areas, special events, green room, things we have available just to give our partners, just to be able to say thank you. Imagine any time you can log into the partners area. Why? Because you partnered for any dollar figure at all to be able to say thank you. Things you can share with your friends as well. Also, we have VFN Kingdom Business Partners, a whole nother area to be able to focus on the seven spheres of culture. Just very encouraging. And finally, I want to encourage you, maybe your business, maybe you want to become a business sponsor. Those are the ones that are standing with us, that want to keep the conversation light, that want to impact their community, but also want to be able to share their business, their service, what they provide for their community. You can do that by going to VFNTV.com. Thank you so much, and thanks for watching.
Welcome back to VFNTV.
Welcome back. We are talking about Pastor Andrew Brunson.
Andrew Brunson.
Pastor Andrew Brunson and being in captivity in Turkish prison, which we talked about. But listen, what was it like? Think about this. What was it like being in a Turkish prison? Well, let's listen to Pastor Andrew Brunson now as he talks about how he survived such a tragedy. Let's go.
Well, just being in prison is pretty rough. At the beginning, I was held in solitary confinement for a number of days, and that was very difficult, and the way I survived that was by just spending hours in prayer just to keep my sanity. And then I was kept in a cell for eight people, but there were over 20 of us there, so it was very crowded, I was very isolated both by language and by culture, nationality, and also by religion. It was all the people I was with were very strong Muslims. They were all arrested as Muslim terrorists as part of the Gulenist movement. And so it was like living in a mosque in many ways.
Can you imagine that? Mm. It was like living in a mosque. It's like living in a foreign land, because you understand that as a Christian, you believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, that God sent his Son into the world because he loved the world. For God so loved the world that he sent his Son. This is what separates all the other false gods from the true God. God, the creator of the universe, loves you so much. He wanted to separate himself from every other false god out there. And he said, this is what I'll do. I'll make myself known through my Son. And he sent his Son, Yeshua, Jesus, into the earth to be born of a virgin, to live as we live so he can feel what we feel, empathize with us, but to live a sinless life. And then to be offered up on a cross. That's why the religion of the cross truly is where God offered his Son up as a sacrifice. For your sin, for my sin, for John's sin, to pay the price for sin once and for all. Listen, that work stuff and that religion stuff, it'll put you on a cross. Listen, Jesus already was on the cross. And what he did, when he died on the cross, he paid the price for your sin. They buried him in a tomb. And on the third day, after being dead three days, God, the creator of the universe, raised his Son from the dead. The penalty of sin was dealt with. The penalty of death was dealt with. And you can have, literally, through Jesus Christ, instead of all this religion that persecutes you and torments you, you can have a personal relationship with God through his Son, Jesus Christ. We shared our testimony at meetmyfather.org. You got to find out how to meet God. It's awesome. I want to pray with you right now. Comment below. Write to us at friends@vfnkb.com. What are your thoughts on this? Isn't this just wonderful? If you made a decision for Jesus Christ, let us know. Go to meetmyfather.org. Father God, I just thank you for freeing Pastor Andrew Brunson. God, I thank you, Lord, for freeing the others that are held captive around the world, God. We thank you for the Turkish people, God, and we pray for revival in Turkey, Father God. We pray for a great awakening in Turkey, Father God. We pray across the earth that your Son would be glorified, God. And dear God, we ask you, Lord, end abortion, send revival, send a third great awakening, we pray. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. God bless.
I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you've joined us. Don't forget you can join us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Download our app and sign up for our newsletter, The Torch, at VFNTV.com. I've enjoyed our time together. God bless. It is amazing how this is all working. It's people just like you, friends like you, that stand with us and understand, you know, we've got to make a difference in our generation.
that stand with us prayerfully and financially, to just partner on a monthly basis, to financially build a foundation that where we can carry this message not only to the nation of America, but to the nations of the world. It's amazing how so many people are being encouraged by a simple gift of a few dollars a month, $25 a month, $50 a month, whatever it is. And you know what? Together, if you're having difficulty in how to present the gospel to this generation, partner with us, and we together at VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program will bring the gospel to this nation and this nation by God's grace to the Lord. Go to VFNTV.com and click on giving. VFNTV.com and click on giving.